Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Check it. Yo, E, you there? Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. We have some technical difficulties right now, so I'm trying to catch y'all up right now. So check it out.
Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, let's get it. It's your boy, Shane Sparks. I got so much to talk about today, so much going on. Some of y'all haven't heard from me for about a week. It's been 2 weeks or just one. I think it's just 1 week. But I apologize for that. A lot of stuff is going on right now. We had this big event, and there was no way I could get to the show. So I had to handle it. But I'm back now to tell y'all about what's going on in this crazy world we call dance. Welcome to Planet Dance, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Shane Sparks, powered by your boy. Yo, Eazy-E. Yeah, I hope Eazy's listening because he said he got a lot of good stuff to talk to me about. So I'm excited to see what he's got to talk to me about. But the topic that everybody wants to talk to me about, that's on everybody's head, is everybody's calling me about the whole Wade Robson situation. If somebody's out there and they want to talk to me about it, they got any questions, hit me up. I'm willing to say whatever I need to say or whatever I want to say. You know, I don't have no side. Wade's my boy. Mike's my boy, definitely. I'm not picking no sides, but I do have, you know, respect for both of them. So if you want to call me and talk about it, hit me up. You know the
number.
Or if you don't know the number, you better get it. Yo, it's your boy, Shane Sparks. I got a call on the line already. Let me see what they're talking about. Yo, what's up? Planet Dance, your boy, Shane Sparks. What up?
Hi, Shane.
Hi, who is this?
What? Oh, wow. It's your number one caller.
Okay, where are you? This sounds really echoey and really loud. I can't even hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it sounds really echoey. I think you got the radio on. I mean, the computer on.
No, I'm actually in the hallway. That's probably bad.
Yeah, so turn it off because it's getting the echo.
Hey, get it together.
I can hear you, but it still sounds echoey. Are you online right now listening? Are you listening while you're talking to me?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's better now.
Okay.
Get it. No,
yeah. The whole Wade Robson thing, you know, I was shocked when I heard about it.
It was crazy, man. That was a crazy week. One day it was like, hey, what do you have to say? The next thing it was just like, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't trust nobody these days, especially not TMZ, so I'll never do nothing with them again. But you know what? Hang up and call me back because it's really loud and I can't hear you. Get it. Yo, it's your boy, Shane Sparks. If you can still hear me, hang up and turn off the radio, whatever you have on, so I can hear you. But, see, she's calling about the Wade Robson situation, and I know everybody wants to talk about it, but I'll wait till she calls me back to see what we can talk about. But, get this. Check this out. News flash. If you don't know, now you know. Remember ABDC? Remember that little crazy show that used to be on MTV? You know, dancers come on there, little crews and stuff. I think I remember I was one of the judges. Yeah. Well, they're taking it to Nigeria. Whoa. No, check it out. They called me from Nigeria, and it was like, yo, Shane, first, this is what they did. This is how crazy this industry is. They called me, and it's like, hey, Shane. Actually, it was in like an accent, but it was like, hey, Shane, we want to do it so you think you could dance out here in Nigeria. Do you know anybody that we can talk to get the rights to it? I was like, oh, I know a couple people. They talked to a couple people. We brought them in, and they already bought the rights. Somebody already in Nigeria already bought the rights to So You Think You Could Dance. So definitely probably going to be doing this show over there soon. But check this out. So then they was like, what else is out there? They was like, what about ABDC? You know anybody at ABDC? I was like, oh, yeah, I was there when they created the show, so I know how it's short. So I know the creators. So I put them on the phone, and it went one phone call went from, hey, we're trying to do the show, blah, 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 to them actually wanting to do the show. So now we're just working on getting the rights to it. Once we get the rights, it's going to be crazy. The bad part about it is going to be in Nigeria, so nobody over here is really going to be able to participate. The good part about it is I'll be one of the main judges on the show, and it's going to be hot, and it's going to be dope to be able to bring the Nigerians and everybody over in Africa or in that part of the town or that part of the world, let them express themselves from a dance point of view. Because what y'all don't understand is I think I talked about this. I went there a few years ago, and it was a crazy, crazy, crazy event for me. And when I came back, I got so many emails and so many phone calls. We want you to come back. We want you to do this. You set the world on fire over here. Everybody's hyped. Everybody wants to do other things. So they were trying to get a show started, but it just never panned out. So now we're finally making it happen. And I tell you, man, they dance just like we do over there. They on fire like we do. They hungry like we are. Like, it's crazy. Like, that place is like, it's like a duplicate of us. Only thing about it is they're hungrier, because out there, there's no light for the dance world. Out here, we got dance classes, dance TV shows, dance movies. We have all this stuff. So we're just like, oh, we didn't get that audition? Cool, I'll go for the next one. Out there, there's nothing. So this right here is going to probably be it's going to be the biggest event of the century out there. So I'm excited to go out there. I'm excited to give them something that they've been looking for. And I'm excited to be a part of history, because y'all don't know, when I did So You Think You Could Dance, that was history right there, because that was the first dance show that had, like, hip-hop and, you know, lyrical jazz and all that stuff in one show. And I was one of the choreographers and judges on this show. That's history for me. One day your kids are going to look back and they're going to be like, who is this Shane Sparks? Well, he was on one of the first dance shows on TV. You know what I mean? And then ABDC was the first, like, straight hip-hop show, and I was a judge on that show. So those two things right there are going to go down in history, and I'm going to be a part of that, and I'm really excited. So now we're going to go to Nigeria and make more history. Everything that we do as dancers, man, it's crazy. We don't realize we're changing lives. You don't know how many times I went to a different city and somebody came up to me with tears in their eyes saying, the movie You Got Served or whatever changed their lives. And I get it, because the movie Breaking changed my life, and I know how that feels. So I get it, I understand it, and I respect it. So I'll always support that, and I'll always do whatever I can to make it happen. Yeah, so I think this person's calling me back. Let me see who this is. Get it. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks playing a dance. Who this? Can you hear me? Who is this? Can you hear me?
Which number are you answering, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I'm answering the 3048 number.
Well, then you should let your public know that, so they know who you're talking to. I'm just playing with you, man. What's up, y'all? It's the Hollywood It guy. I heard you talking. I'm actually on set right now, dude. But I wanted to call in really quick and let your fans know some of the exciting possible news that's going on with you. If I could grab a little moment of your airtime, sir.
You're on.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure it's cool. I got to ask for permission. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, guys, you know, WTV Networks just did a joint venture deal with GCS Entertainment, which has a deal with Verizon TV, Verizon for Fios and Charter and Long Beach Television. And so we have the television deal now. We're definitely going to be in discussions on some really great things with Mr. Sparks and what he's doing with Planet Dance. And he's loving the show. I'm listening to it on my cell phone now. Isn't it so cool that we can listen to it on our cell phone and touchpad now? Go Blog Talk.
Pretty dope. All right, well, I'm glad you brought it in. Glad you updated everybody on what's going on. So hopefully everything pans out and y'all will see different things happening in the future with Planet Dance, Easy Way Living, Easy Way Talk, Easy Way Dance, Easy Way, whatever we're trying to do, because we're trying to cover the whole planet, whatever we do, from TV to movies to radio to, you know, the whole, to everything that has to do anything with technology. So we're trying to kill the game. So I hope y'all appreciate that and keep listening, because you, this is the future right now. Tony, we're making history right now. So, yo, is that all you got to say? Hey, are we done?
Yes, sir. Just tell your fans to go to thewtv.com. That's all published there. But I'll let you get back and do what you do, man.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, y'all. I'm back. It's your boy Shane. Easy came in and like tried to clown me, but I'm getting back off air because it ain't funny. All right, but yeah, getting back to what I was talking about. Yeah, we setting the tone. We setting the future. So I hope y'all understand what's going on. But in L.A. world, there's the celebrity basketball game going on this next month, June 23rd, at the Staples Center. If you haven't seen the flyers on iTunes, on Twitter, on my Facebook, make sure you go check it out. It's going to be celebrity-driven. Like, if you see the list, you're going to be like, I got to get there, especially if you're old school. If you're old school, you like old school R&B, old school actors and dancers, and there's so many old school people there. I was reading the list. I was like, wow. So, y'all make sure y'all come and check that out. Staples Center, June 23rd. It's going to be off the hook. And if you don't know, now you know. My girls, the Dolls, are going to be performing with the old Chore Boys. There's going to be a couple other performances there. I'm not too sure about those yet because we're still locking those down. But, yeah, check that out. Make sure y'all listen to the radio. I'm not sure what station they're going to have it on because the publicity and everything is just now starting because they try to wait till like the last couple of weeks so they can just blast and make sure that everybody gets there. So if you're going to be there, if you got nothing to do June 23rd, make sure you're there. And then also the next month, July 25th, is going to be another celebrity game, which is going to be at the Staples Center also. So we're going to be a part of that also. And my girl's going to be performing at that one too. So make sure y'all come and check it out. And, yeah, and if you live anywhere in the Anaheim area, close to, like, Disneyland downtown, it's got me Disneyland downtown, I think that's what it's called, Ochoa Boys, my girls, it's going to be crazy. I think it's called the House of Blues in Anaheim. So make sure if you ain't doing nothing, you come down there on Tuesday around 8 o'clock, come down to House of Blues. It's going to be crazy, teen-driven, so it's going to be a house pack, house full, and it's going to be a good event. So make sure y'all come down there and check it out. And I'll be there representing, definitely. And that's what's up, man. There's a lot of good stuff going on. But while y'all sitting here, while y'all thinking, and y'all see the permission, the music that I play, I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't send me no music, I'm going to be playing the same thing. So y'all better send me some tracks. I need some new music. But I'm just going to set y'all up real quick. The girl Katarina, this song called Goodies, I play this all the time, but dude, the situation with her is ridiculous right now. I just came back from shooting a Day in the Life of Katarina, a little video that they put together, and it's ridiculous right now what's happening with her. She went from, hey, Shane, can you teach me to do choreography to my songs, to everybody's after her right now. So I'm really excited for her and definitely look out for her. This won't be one of her singles because you know how they do it. They change the music up. But this is something to just keep her in y'all brain waves, all right? Katarina.
It's just easy and my girl.
Taste my cookie, staring when I dance. Oh, I know you wanna ask. Can I get a lick, lick? Can I get a
That's your girl, Katarina, doing it. Goodies. I think the song is actually called Willy Wonka, but I don't like calling it Willy Wonka. I like calling it Goodies. I got an announcement to make. Red alert. Check this out. If you're not doing nothing on Saturday, June the 1st, 2013, Otay, that's a funny name, Otay Ranch High School. I've never heard of that high school, but yeah. But it's I think it's in San Diego. Make sure y'all, if you're not doing anything, it's going to be one of the sickest dance events that's happening out there. It's Chula Vista, whatever that is. 1250 Olympic Parkway, Chula Vista, California, 91913. Saturday, June 1st, 2013. I heard the Body Poets are going to be there. Rock So Fresh crew will be there. And it's going to be sick, 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 sick. And this whole situation is through Inspire. I guess it's Prime Motivation presents Inspire 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you ain't doing nothing at those times, on that date, make sure you be there because it's going to be hot. Otay Ranch High School, 1250 Olympic Parkway, Chula Vista, California, 91913. Prime Motivation. The situation is going to be sick, and I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be judging and basically presenting something to some of the dancers. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be like an ABDC for Chula Vista. So I'm excited about that. Things like that make me happy. Okay, so it seems like everybody's getting back into dance, so I'm excited about that. And I've been having some crazy, crazy conversations about everything that's been going on, and I had a couple people call me about the whole wave situation, and I can talk about it a little bit, but just notice I don't pick a side. I just have respect for both people, and I know Wade. I've been knowing him since he was probably like 10 years old, you know what I mean? He used to take my class. People don't understand. And he took my class. We used to hang out. We went to the ranch together, visited Michael Jackson's house, hung out for the birthdays. I know his whole family, you know? So he's a good kid. I just don't want nobody coming down on him too crazy because he's probably going through something right now. But, you know, Mike is my man. That's my boy. That man's a big inspiration to the whole entire world. So I have much respect for him. So whatever the situation is, I hope it turns out well, and I hope my boy can rest in peace and we can get past this and continue to support dance because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, man. It's just supporting and doing what we do. So on that note, anybody want to talk to me about it? Let's get it. And check this out. And remember how I was talking about Nigeria? Okay, there's this other situation going on, too. They're putting this show together where they're going to go around to 7 different countries, okay? They're going to pick up to 20 dancers. They're going to fly them all the way to Los Angeles. They're going to put them up in the hotel. And then what they're going to do is they're going to take classes all day from different choreographers. So out here in L.A., I'm recruiting choreographers to be the choreographers for that whole event. You know what I mean? It's not a TV show, nothing like that. It's just an event. So I'm going to have maybe like 10 different teachers from salsa to ballroom to hip-hop to popping, locking, waving, picking, everything. So I can give these kids a lot of versatile as far as like what they need to learn out here because I want them to go back being better than they were and showing other people what they can get when they come to L.A. So if you know anybody that's a choreographer, anybody got a dope style, anybody that's going to be in L.A. around June, like the middle of June, I'm sorry, the middle of July to the middle of August. It's a 1-month program. So I'm looking for choreographers for that. So if you know anybody, let me know. Hit me up. Planet Dance. Y'all know what it is. Shane Sparks. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter, Sparks5678. Or y'all can hit me up on my Facebook, Shane Sparks. Get it. Yo, this is getting so crazy to me. All right, Chase, I'm going to one more song real quick. Then I got some other news I want to tell you about. Twitter love. Get it. It's my boy Trey Bugs. Houston. Doing it like we do it. How we do. It's Young Max. You know I didn't mean to play that song.
Hey girl, you looking like you wanna send them tweets tonight.
Hey girl,
that's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight. Cause soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone. And I knew that there was only one thing.
For a girl, be a trending topic in my Twitter world. I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces, but I can see me and you falling like the Lakers. She got some pretty eyes and a pretty face. 7 days a week, she tweet me every day. Looking at her timeline, she got a lot to say. I'm from that age, so she thinks she's looking for my Twitter.
Shane Sparks. So check this out. I just want to send a special thanks out to everybody that's following me on my Facebook, because now it's finally moving up the correct one, because a lot of people are following the fan page that somebody else had put up there. So I just want to show a little bit of love, and thank y'all for doing that and show me love. It's crazy because a lot of people have been hitting me up about a lot of different things, and ever since, like, probably say within the last like 6 months, my life has changed a lot. A lot of good things have been happening. All that court bullcrap that I went through is, I'm not going to say 100% behind me, because there's still some people out there that still think crazy stuff and still believe everything TMC put out there. But the people who don't believe that, they've been showing a lot of love, and a lot of work has been coming in, and a lot of opportunities. And y'all know me. I've been on a mission to change the game forever, so I'm back, and it's a lot of good things happening. And if y'all support me, make sure y'all support the show, Planet Dance, and make sure y'all hit me up on my Twitter to show your love. And if you don't know the number here, make sure you try to call in at 914-338-1303. You know, just speak your mind, tell me what you're thinking about, anything that's going on. Even if you got some news to tell me about that's going on that I don't even know about, because I don't know everything. It's a big world. But hit me up, stay in touch. Let me know what's going on. And somebody just hit me up the other day, and he was telling me that at the Billboard that Justin Bieber had got booed. You know what? I watched it myself, and then I didn't see it. I was like, they didn't get booed, but they said they re-edited the whole thing when they put it on YouTube, so it looks like it was a good thing. So I'm a little upset because I really wanted to see it, because when I watched it, it looked like they were just giving him 100% love based off of who he was and him winning that award. But if he really did get booed, I kind of want to see it, because I can't see him. I mean, I can see him being booed, but then again, I can't see him being booed. But the reason I said I can see it is because this world is crazy. One minute they love you, the next minute they turn against you. It's like they can't wait for you to fail. You know, it's crazy. So let me, if anybody got that out there, hit me up. Let me know where it is, or send it to me. You can even send it to my my Twitter, Sparks by 678. send it to me. Let me check it out because I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing because I don't want to say, yeah, he got booed, and then he really didn't because then that would be whack, putting bad news out there. So, yeah. So remember to call me up if you got any questions, 914-338-1303. And if you're hitting up, if you're on Twitter, make sure you hit us up at Sparks5678, at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, at WTV Networks, at Blog Talk Radio, at Easy Way Broadcast. And make sure if you're on Facebook that you hit Easy Way Broadcasting with the ING. Makes a difference, okay? And Shane Sparks on my Facebook. And make sure y'all hit the right Facebook because I'm following and I'm watching. I'm keeping up with everybody. So make sure y'all stay tuned. Planet Dance, we're doing it big, brother. Yo, so if you're a dancer, hit me up. If you love dance, hit me up. If you're going to be in Houston, Austin, or that's another place I'm going to be, but it's going to come to me in a minute. I'm going to be out there doing some workshops on the 6th through the 9th, I think. We're still locking dates down, but it's going to be a big deal. I'm going to be at So Real, Planet Funk, and it's one more studio. We're still waiting on confirmation. So when I get all the information, I'll let you know. But So Real is one of the hottest studios out there. So check it out. Houston, Austin, and it's right there. The other city is right on the tip of my tongue. But I'm going to be posting it. So as soon as I get everything confirmed, I'm going to post it. So make sure you're there. I was just there last weekend. It was off the hook. I was at Austin, Dance Austin Studio. Man, it was crazy. That lady, it's crazy. We put it together in 3 days. And I had 3 classes, and all 3 classes were packed. And I posted one of the classes online. So if you didn't see it, go check it out. It's on my Twitter. But I think it's on my Twitter and Instagram. But check it out. And if you're on Instagram, hit me up at Sparks5678. Same thing. Get it. So if you're going to be in Houston or Austin and San Antonio, that's the other city, San Antonio. If you live in that area, make sure you follow me on my Twitter because I'm going to be setting up dates to be out there within the next couple weeks. I'm going to be out there, I think, from the 6th to the 9th or the 10th. And y'all need to get the experience, you know. Some of y'all have never danced with me. I've never danced with y'all. When I went out there this weekend, man, it's crazy because right when you think you've seen some of the sickest dancers that you've ever seen, you go to a small city, and then these boys come out and just rip. I mean, these kids was killing it. And it's like a whole new style going on out there, man. And it's dope. But I'm just giving props where props is due, you know. So if you're a dancer, keep it up. I love you because dance saved my life, and it's definitely saving a lot of other people's lives. It's a lot. Yeah, so Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, keeping it going. We make the world go around, man. Y'all don't understand. Without dance, I don't know what a lot of people would do when they go to parties, when they go to events, when they, you know, when they're happy. What would you do without dance? Dance is like the soul being expressed on the outside of the body. That was pretty dope. I just made it up. All right, yo, this is Shane Sparks, and I'm signing out. Until next week, y'all have a good weekend, and be safe, and tell your mama that you love her. All right, Planet Dance. Peace.
You're listening to Planet Dance, where Dan lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.